The basis for the homily is the lesson just read a short moment ago, Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 25. Grace to you and peace from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The function of Romans 8, 18 to 25, as the New Testament lesson assigned to the eighth Sunday after Pentecost, Series A, initially seemed to me to be somewhat of a concern. It seemed to be out of harmony with the other assigned lessons. For the Old Testament lesson from Isaiah chapter 55 emphasizes the fact that God's word accomplishes his purposes. In Matthew 13, we have Jesus' parable of the sower of the seeds, or the parable of the soils, whichever way individuals interpret it. The function of Romans 8, 18 to 25, however, becomes more evident when one remembers that sequential readings from the Epistle of Paul to the Christians at Rome serve as the New Testament lessons in Series A, beginning with the second Sunday after Pentecost. Last week, the New Testament lesson from Romans chapter 7 emphasized the tension and even the frustration that exists in the lives of believers between what they want to do and should do as Christ's disciples and what they end up doing. Paul points to the sinful flesh as the problem. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. Romans chapter 8, 18 to 25 takes the discussion one step farther. Paul personifies creation and states that creation has been frustrated in fulfilling the role given to it by the Creator. The problem is sin, even sinners in the world. Personified creation is portrayed as waiting for the time when it too, along with God's people, will be set free from the slavery of the corruption caused by sin. The creation itself, says Paul, will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Paul adds that the believers themselves look for this final redemption, the deliverance of their bodies. Believers live in hope, not some wishful thinking, but a firm conviction based on the word and promises of God. We, as believers, anticipate sharing in Christ's glory. As the New Testament lesson 2 weeks ago indicated, in holy baptism we have been connected to Christ's death. He offered his own body to crucifixion, suffering, death to redeem us. He became a curse for us and paid the price for our sins. In holy baptism we have been connected with Christ's resurrection and have the promise and assurance that we too will be given a body like his glorious body. Amid the frustrations caused by the tug of our sinful nature, and amid the sufferings of this present age, we are invited to live in hope through the patient endurance that God the Holy Spirit works in us. This the Holy Spirit does through word and sacraments as we anticipate the glory to be revealed. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise to pray.